Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, everybody? We good, man. Let's go. Let's get it started.
All right. Now, typically, I usually say we got topics that are near and dear to us, but today we're going to switch it up a little bit, man. We had someone reach out to our Facebook page, Nurse Betty, as a specific situation that she's going to. And to be honest with you, we just want to talk about it, chop it up, and we just want to discuss this situation here for the most part of today. And hopefully, Nurse Betty, you get some advice or you get some insight on what's going on, and maybe we can help you out with your situation, okay? Let's get into it, fellas, all right?
All right.
On our Facebook page, for everyone who doesn't know, Facebook at The Real Dream Podcast, like and subscribe, definitely follow us. Nurse Betty wrote us from an account, and she's going through a situation with her husband, and her husband's child from another relationship, and the child support situation that is causing. We are going to talk about this. Now, it is a very in-depth message. I suggest everyone go ahead and like it and look at the message, but we're just going to kind of paraphrase it, right? So for right now,
No. Read that shit, dog, because paraphrasing, you know what I'm saying, might leave some context out of things when we get to talking. So read that shit. It might take a minute, but hey,
we'll take our time with it.
Yeah, we got to take our time with this one.
All right, sounds good. Okay, the message goes as follows. I would like to know how you all feel about child support, the unfairness of it, and how to deal with it affecting your household, because I'm at a loss. I have a situation at home with my husband's child support affecting our finances and sometimes causing tension between us. I agree with child support. I believe that it should be paid. However, what I don't feel is right is the parent who receives child support thinks it's okay to take advantage of my husband and not give the 50% of the effort they should be giving as a parent. An example is this. His ex gets the child support, but then still expects him to pay for everything else too. She can't afford a phone bill. She can't afford a power bill. She can't afford groceries for that month. She refuses to work for more than 10 hours a week, expects my husband to pay for it and for her because she has one of his children. Mind you, she is married, gets food stamps, housing assistance, daycare assistance, medical assistance for the child. Because my husband thinks that he has to, he does it when he drops off the child. She has a brand new $300 tattoo or brand new jewelry. This is what upsets me, because he took extra from our household to pay for her household because she states he has to. This causes friction with us. I feel left out and out of the loop, and like I have no say. So we have other children that need help as well. At what point is it okay to say, hey, you have a responsibility to take care of our children too, get a better job or work more hours so that you can get that 50% of the parenting? When is it okay to just say no, figure it out? Legally, the parent who receives child support is supposed to keep receipts of everything the child support was spent on to prove it was spent on the child. I don't know if y'all have to pay child support or if any of you are married / committed in a relationship or how it affects you. But if you have some insight that could help me and my husband, it would be greatly appreciated. It's wearing on both of us and our mental health, where we are at the point of giving up. Thank you all so much. Still catching up on the episodes. Have a great day. Thank you, Betty, for the comment. We appreciate it. Love you. We hope everything is well. So let's break this topic down into two parts, right? Let's talk about the situation in general, what we all get from it. And then on our second segment, we'll just talk about what we think should happen going forward. Sounds good to you, fellas?
Yeah, that's fine. So break down what you're talking about on the first part first.
So for example, one of the things that I noticed in this situation is that there is a disconnect between what he's doing and what she's his decision making with the children, right? she's married with her husband. We get that. That's a special type of commitment, right? At the same token, that does mean that financial decisions, especially when it comes to like making extra payments towards rent and bills, should be a joint effort. And it sounds like he's making decisions without her.
Okay.
You see what I mean? That's a flaw. That's a flaw, right? I am not saying as a man, you gotta go for permission. I am saying you gotta be on the same page. You guys gotta be on some type of same wavelength, right? It's your baby mama. It's the mother of your children. And I understand not every woman is good or bad, right? At the same token, in my opinion, right? That woman has given you a gift that you cannot get from anyone else. That you can be thankful for and you owe her eternally for. At the same token, you do not owe her to pay her rent, but no. it's your child. You know what I mean? So I get it. So you can't, there are ways around this, right? You can sit and have a conversation, but you gotta have that conversation. It's not hard to be like, hey, listen, you don't have no money. I got this. You have our child, primary custody. I get it. At the same token, if you can't afford this, if you don't have enough money to support you, your husband, your family, and our child, then we need to eliminate some of the financial burden on you, which would mean your child should probably be staying with me more often than you until you can get set up on your feet, if you get set up on your feet. But that's a conversation, right?
Right.
To women, let's be clear. There are a lot of bad women out there, right, with their kids. And it is very fearful for a man to even bring conversations like this up because of how much child support can negatively affect your life, right? As a man who has a family, your husband and everything like that, he's trying to support you and the kids and everything that's going on. I'm sure you, Nurse Betty, you're working as well. There's a fear that if the courts get involved or something changed or anything like that, it can now jeopardize everything you have going forward right now. And so it's a tricky topic, man.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely tricky. The first part about it is as a someone who pays child support, and for the record, I pay a shit ton of child support.
For the record, I ain't got nothing to do with child support. I'm the one out of the loop right here. I'm just speaking from opinions, but go ahead.
I'm with you, Duke. I pay child support too.
Yeah, so it has to be a balance. And that's something kind of what you were alluding to, News. You and your wife in this situation need to sit down and y'all talk about what is and what isn't acceptable. Yes, that could be a slippery slope. And yes, that's a difficult conversation to have. And I'm sure like she kind of mentioned that, she's kind of wondering, you know, if she has any say in it or anything like that, because they're married. She definitely has a say in it. But it's, again, it's a fine line because that is his child and you're the stepmom or stepdad, depending on the situation. So there's a fine line to it. Me personally, my child support goes to my kids. I'm not paying nobody else's rent. I'm not paying any of that extra shit. Kind of like what you said there. If that's the case, if you need help with when you already have a husband as well and you need help to pay your rent and shit like that, then maybe we do need to reassess where the child should be if I'm more stable financially to be able to take care of him or her. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it comes down to. Because at the end of the day, it's about the well-being of the kid, you know. And he clearly has other responsibilities because he has other children and a wife and stuff like that. So I'm sure he's in a tough situation because he's probably thinking of it. Okay, well, my kid needs to have a roof over their head and so on and so forth. Well, that roof could be under your household too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm lucky enough to where I have a good relationship with my baby mom. So we don't have issues like that. They do their own thing. They take care. They handle their business. I handle my business. When it comes to stuff that that my children need, a lot of times we split that. Or if one of us don't have it, the other one say, okay, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'll get if she needs these extra clothes or he needs these extra clothes, whatever the case may be. So I'm lucky in that situation where I don't have to go tooth and nail like that. like you said, we're going to talk about what probably needs to be done more in part two. So I'll kind of like leave it there for now and see if y'all have anything else to add to it.
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, go ahead.
This is something that I've said before and I'll say it again. Boundaries. And boundaries must be set up in any type of relationship, not as punishment, but so that the lines are the lines of communication don't get blurred in the process. So you got to set boundaries. The next thing is, you know, fairness. So any relationship, a healthy relationship between co-parents must be built on fairness. And how you decide to balance that equation is up to you, you know, you and that co-parent. But you know, it's solely based on you two coming up with that game plan to where things are fair for both of you guys. And you must do that without any outside influences. Lastly, well, not lastly, but to the last thing I want to talk about as far as this one is to come up with alternatives for what y'all doing, or not alternatives, but more of ways to compromise with each other when needed, or if possible, meaning, you know, like alternating holidays, or, you know, saying alternating breaks from school, or like summer break and Thanksgiving and Christmas and things of that nature. So just kind of, and that kind of goes back to what Duke was saying about, you know, finding that balance in between doing things, but making sure that, you know, saying, it's all in fairness.
I think, so this is weird, right? I agree with everything you said, absolutely everything you said, but the fairness. That is the only thing I disagree with. I was always told a fair is a place they judge pigs. There is no such thing as fairness, right? In the real world, right? I don't, and this is why I disagree with your situation, what you're saying, right? It's just the fairness part, right? When it comes to the child, it doesn't matter what's fair. What matters is that the child's in a situation that's stable, right? And so if you, that's the only disagreement I have, right? I feel like every man, and this is even for me, right? We want this, like, and I'm a single dad, right? Like I'm dating, but like I want as fairness a woman in my daughter's life that she can respect, right? And that she can follow. At the same token, fairness would be that she gets that no matter what. Life is not fair. And so I have to kind of...
But see, that's not what I'm talking about, Nude. Yeah. I'm not talking about, you know, saying fairness to the child and, you know, saying her being taken care of. I'm talking about fairness as far as part of these two parents co-parenting.
Right. Yeah.
The betterment of that child.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. I was like, yeah, no. But that makes sense. But it sounds like it's not fair. At all. That's the problem with the situation, right? It's not fair.
Yeah. That's the point that I was trying to, you know, say, right. Get to is that, you know what I'm saying? If the scales ain't balanced, you know what I mean, to a level where they are both comfortable with, you know what I'm saying, then somebody's being used in that situation, right? Yeah. And that's not fair.
It's not.
That's what I mean by that fairness.
Well, part of the issue is it sounds like there's not two adults in this situation. It sounds like there's one adult in the husband, and then the ex is not being an adult about it because she's clearly sounds like she's taking advantage of him trying to be there for his kid to the effect that it is causing issues with his current wife and his current situation. Yeah, so that's exactly. Part of it, too. You have to be adult about shit. Obviously, we don't know why they split up. We don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to it, that child should be the center of your world, of your two worlds, to where no matter what happened with y'all, you got to put that shit aside and do what's best for the child. But it sounds like she's kind of taking advantage. Obviously, we're getting this from one perspective, but that's what it sounds like to me, that the ex is trying to take advantage of his kindness to the point to where it's affecting this beautiful relationship he has with his new wife.
Right. You know? Yeah. And like Mailman said, like the boundaries, right? The boundaries aren't set. They're not.
You gotta set boundaries.
And to Nurse Betty, like I am talking from a male's perspective, knowing that I don't know shit about women. So let me make this very, very clear.
I don't paying child support, motherfucker.
Yeah, or playing child support. Right. I got a story about child support. I'll tell you.
Of course, your ass got a story.
I got stories for days, man.
Dude, it was coming.
Let me tell y'all the story, okay? When I was younger, my dad.
Do we have a Do we have a choice?
No.
I know, right?
I run this shit. You ain't got no choice. Buckle
Lord
up.
Have mercy.
So, I got 8 siblings on total, right? My dad has 6 kids. A couple baby mamas are in play. Papa was a Rolling Stone, you know what I mean? So, long story short, there was a day where my dad got full custody of my brothers, my only 4 brothers. I have 2 of them, right? A couple months later, a sheriff came to our door and asked my dad to surrender himself because he was placed under arrest. In the state of Pennsylvania, if you get so far back on child support, they issue a warrant out for your arrest. The problem is the only time he was back on child support was when the kids was with him. So he technically did not have any obligations to pay child support. So my dad spent a month in jail for that back paid child support. We ended up bailing him out, coming out. He settles the court. He has his court date. He settles it. The next week, he finds out another one of his other baby mother took this opportunity to file for primary custody of her kid in the situation. So that way she could get child support from him. And because he was in jail, he wasn't able to pay that month the child support. And as soon as that second payment came up, police showed up to our door and issued a second arrest warrant for him, even though he had primary custody of her beforehand. It was the shittiest situation I can imagine with child support. There are people that abuse this shit. Let's establish that, right? At the same token, as much as it's so hard to say from a male's perspective, right? When you sign up for marriage with someone, you sign up for that situation. Try to come together in this situation of difficulty, because this is potentially can break any relationship, right? But it doesn't have to. You guys sound like you have a beautiful relationship, a beautiful family. Make sure that this is not what breaks you, but it's something that brings you together, because there are situations where it happens and it's gross, man. It's ugly. It's shitty that people have to deal with this, men and women alike, but primarily focus on that aspect, just staying together, right?
Take that commercial break.
I bet we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and I don't know why the hell I snapped. Y'all saw that? Y'all heard that?
Yeah, I heard that too.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever done. I was like, hey, we're gonna take a okay, what the fuck I'm doing.
Okay, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna be right back. Ow. Hey everyone, not too long ago we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back on the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second segment of the day. We're talking about a conversation that was had with us from one of our listeners about a situation they're dealing with child support. And on this topic, on this segment, man, we're just going to talk about what we feel is the next step in this situation, right? And so I'll lead it off to you guys. There's a lot of avenues to go with. What would be you guys' recommendation for this, man? It's a very complex issue.
You got to make clear what your responsibilities are. And your responsibilities are to the child or children and not the co-parent. And this goes back to what I was saying about boundaries. You know, this is where those boundaries come into play. It's not your responsibility to be paying for your co-parent's bills, you know, especially if they are married and or in a relationship to with somebody else. I mean, remember that it's about the safety, the health, and the well-being of the child or children only, not the freaking co-parent. And now when it comes to like concerning the bills and whatnot, like, is this a one-time thing or is this on a monthly basis that, you know what I'm saying, he's helping with these bills, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I can understand if, you know, your co-parent is like struggling and asking for help, you know, but it should be given with the intent or the expectation of reimbursement. You know,
not, damn right.
Yep, right,
you,
right.
You know what I mean? If the co-parent can't afford their bills, but can afford to get a $300 tattoo, this becomes a matter of, you know what I'm saying, priorities, which is not your, it's not your obligation, you know what I'm saying, to pay these bills so that she can go and get a $300 tattoo or jewelry and bullshit like that or whatever. You know, it's for the kids. Child support is meant to support the child, not the co-parent getting tattoos and shit. And he is not required to pay her bills nor maintain her household, especially if she's married. And I'm sorry, but I don't know what kind of beta male husband allows another man to provide for his household and wife, especially from an ex or a co-parent. You know what I mean? I'm getting some real beta male, you know what I'm saying, fucking energy from this guy. It's like real simp energy. Like, how you gonna let, you know what I'm saying, her ex, your wife's ex, pay y'all bills and shit?
So,
you
know what I mean? Like, so
exactly.
So for people who don't know what beta male means, I'm gonna paraphrase it. He's calling him a pussy. That's just want to establish that. Call him a pussy. And you're right, though. You're right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I mean, most men already resent the fact that they are required to even have to pay child support, especially when they have spent time with their kids, they take care of other responsibilities for their child, and, you know what I'm saying, paying other things on top of paying child support. You got some men that only pay child support and that's it. You know what I mean? And which, you know, me personally, I get that, you know, child support, just that little, you know what I'm saying, percentage of every month may not be enough to fully support your child. So you have to, you know what I'm saying, kick in other areas where it's, okay, I buy school clothes, you buy the school supplies, or, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. I totally get that. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to say, some guys is like, no, I'm not fucking doing that at all, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get this child support, and that's fucking it. That's all you're going to get from me. You know what I mean? So it's like, she should be just grateful that this motherfucker is actually, you know what I'm saying, helping out in other areas other than just paying child support, you know. And like, it's, and so it goes back to what I said about compromises. And again, it's not solely the father's job to support the child by itself. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's called co-parenting. I mean, she should be fucking, you know, putting her part up as well, you know what I'm saying, as him doing. And then finally, I'm gonna leave y'all with, I'm let this be the last thing, you know what I'm saying, we all know that I have a girlfriend, and because I've done these things the way that I've outlined in the first part of this episode and then just now, I don't have these problems when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, child support and things like that, because I've already laid those boundaries down and set them for, you know what I'm saying, my daughter's mom. When it comes to all these other issues, I make sure that, you know what I'm saying, it's fair, and we compromise where we can and where we can't. And if she needs help, you know what I'm saying, I will help her, but I'm going to be expecting that shit back. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to reimburse me. You're going to have to run that cash back, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Run them pockets.
Hey, this is a motherfucking loan, and don't you forget about that shit. Hey, I'm not bullshitting. Like, I fucking sold her a car. Half of them pay me all my money for that, bitch. I repossessed that motherfucker. I'm not fucking playing.
Yo, no, hey, my nigga, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
Hey, I'm not fucking playing. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I pay my child support. I'm always on time with her. You know what I'm saying? I take my daughter every weekend. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning of the week, too, depending on my work schedule or not. We alternate holidays. We do all these things, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't have these issues, especially like my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? She also knows this too, that, you know what I'm saying? It's about my daughter, you know? So if my daughter's mom don't fulfill her end of the bargain, I'm not going to allow my child, and she's not going to allow my child to go without because her mom didn't fulfill her end of the bargain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And don't think that kids don't, you know what I'm saying, pick up on shit like this and recognize this shit, because they do. And whether you want to believe it or not, you will feel that shit as a parent when that kid start resenting you, you know what I'm saying, for your actions and what you're doing to the, because the kids, all they know is I love my mom, I love my dad. You know what I'm saying? The relationship that the co-parents have between each other, the kids, you know what I'm saying, they ain't really, you know what I'm saying, privy to all that information or the ins and outs of that information. All they know is what they see. They see dad doing this, that, and third, and they see mom doing this, that, and third. And if that shit don't balance out, them kids will see that imbalance, and they will hold some resentment, whether you want to believe it or not. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, and also I want to say this one last thing too, that if I'm sorry, if you are, you know what I'm saying, the wife of the husband that is paying child support, if for some reason he's not able to pay his child support that month, if you're not willing to step up and pay that shit for him, then you ain't got nothing to fucking say about him and his issues with his child support. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's me personally. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't willing to help me with these fucking payments, then you ain't got no say in this shit at all, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that's just how I feel personally.
Listen, I love how we know in this situation that the dad has no issues with child support payments, right? And that Betty, or that the nurse, the woman that reached out to us, has no issues with that, right? Because obviously, I mean, she's making money, he's making money. That's why they're being taken advantage of, right? Right. By the same token, I do love the fact that you was like, nah, flashback, red flag, trauma, let me talk about it. You ain't paying these bills, don't complain about my bills.
No shit. For real.
Good, Duke, man. Go for it, man.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and follow that. So yeah. Okay. Just like honestly, I'm gonna go more so on the side of Nurse Betty and her husband, what could help you guys out.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know how old the child is, but it don't sound like it's a newborn child or anything like that. So it sounds like he's been paying child support for a while now. Make sure y'all sit down and make a budget. Make a budget note, because at this point, you should know about how much your check is going to be or about how much they take out for child support. So you can act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? You guys sit down, you make a realistic budget. That may mean that you have to cut some luxuries out here or there for a little bit to be able to replenish your cup, so to speak, so that you guys can get more luxury items or whatever the case may be at another time. But you got to be smart about it. Being somebody that I was single when I was single for a while, it was a lot tougher. But I had to make a budget. There'd be times where I knew I only had a certain amount of money until the next check or whatever case may be. And I had to be slim on things here or there, but I did it smartly. My children never knew that because they still got the things that they needed to get. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, making sure your child is taken care of. So y'all just need to, it could be a tough situation because nobody likes to talk about finances, because finances can be uncomfortable. If you don't have everybody, we all think we deserve more money and want more money. It don't matter how much money you have, you always feel like you need more. So it's never a easy conversation, so to speak, especially if someone feels like one person is not holding up their end of the bargain because of certain issues, which in this case is because of maybe doing more extra than what you need to do, than what your obligation is to your child. And it's kind of neglecting your current family as well from from the post that she put, that's what it sounds like, how she feels is happening. So I don't think that's going to be necessarily a easy conversation to have, mm-hmm. but it needs to be an honest conversation to have, to where they're both understanding where the other person is coming from, and kind of like what Mailman alluded to, a compromise. You do have to come, and I believe you said something about that too, News. Yeah. But it's got to be some sort of compromise that you're both comfortable with and can both respect and have a buy-in to. So therefore, you both can be committed to that, and then you can start to move forward so it doesn't continue to put little cracks into the relationship, on which it sounds like it's doing at this point, is it's starting to create cracks into that foundation, into that strong foundation that you guys had built on why you got married. Now you got little cracks coming into it. So now it's time to cover them cracks back up. It's time to make to solidify those again. Mm-hmm. And to do that is making sure y'all have that tough conversation and coming out with a budget that works for both of you, and then executing that budget. And then that'll help you going forward.
Facts. It's interesting because like, listen to what you said, Duke. You actually put some of the onus on him, right? By creating a budget mm-hmm. and sticking to the budget, he understands that there's no room in the budget, right? And then she, and you can even tell the baby mother, no, there's no room for the budget. We have a budget. Mm-hmm. You got to figure your shit out. If you can't figure it out, that's fine, right?
And so he can't feel bad, because I'm sure his thinking is probably, you know, help my baby mama out so my kid is as good as possible. But kind of like what we alluded to, if baby mama ain't doing her end of it, it's time for baby daddy to step up and be like, okay, well, you know, this is another conversation. You have to have that conversation with your wife and be like, hey, if she can't take care of the baby, our child, the way that she needs to, maybe we need to discuss having that child come and live with us, because she'd be in a better situation. And that's what it almost sounds like. They really need to have that conversation, honestly.
Definitely.
I'm going to speak in defense of the father. I understand. This is just from, like I said, not child support perspective, but just from like my own personal experience. There's a lot of fear and doubt when it comes to taking a child full time, right? And understanding that you're taking it from its mother, right? I don't have a situation where I'm taking my child from her mother. My child's mother's passed away. But there is an anxiety that you have, like, before she was gone, like, going into this, like, saying, hey, listen, I have to be ready for the possibility that I'm going to be the primary parent. There's a fear with that, right? At the same token, it's a fear you have to meet. It's a moment that you have to meet on behalf of the child. Right? There shouldn't be a situation where you're supporting the child and her mother because she can't support you. That's fine. You can't support our child. That's fine. We can have a conversation. And if we can't have a conversation like civilized adults, then we can let the legal proceedings preside, right? From an optics standpoint, right? Nurse Betty is a nurse. She has a nursing career. We know that, right? Her husband is, I'm assuming, working as well. So he's also paying, or he's also has a full-time job and paying bills. And then this woman and her husband is on state financial assistance. I don't know how much money you have to not make to be on financial assistance, but it can't be much, right?
Apparently it's no more than 10 hours a week, because that's all she said that she's willing to do.
I know, 10 hours a week. Listen, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart.
Deadbeat
mother energy. Your child should not be with them. Your child should not be with them. We talk about this podcast all the time, on this podcast all the time, about the idea that our children's welfare, our children's future, our children's happiness is what makes us happy, right? And the fact that they are safe and in a place where in the future they can want, but they will not need, is not a situation they have to deal with anymore. Your child is not in a situation where she can say, daddy, I don't need anything. She does. There's a financial stability, there's financial security that you can provide that her mother obviously is not. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a rocky road. At the same token, you seem like, from what I've what you hear from Nurse Betty and everything that's going on in your guys' life with your other kids and your family and everything like that, that sounds like a road you are willing to cross. You know what I mean? This not seems like something that's too big of a moment for you. If you're 16 years old, you found out that the 18-year-old you slept with is pregnant and she wants you to take the kid, I get it. But you're a grown man, you married, you stable, you got a family income. You seem like someone that's like, no. I may be afraid of the moment, but it's not too big for you. You can meet this moment.
And also, I want to say this. When you say, you know what I'm saying, becoming the primary, having primary custody over the child. You know what I'm saying? When you said it, it kind of almost sounded like, you know what I'm saying, it was like a either or type of thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because he becomes primary, the primary guardian of the child doesn't mean that she's going to be excluded out of the child's life. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't mean that he's going to have more of the responsibility for the day-to-day operations with that child. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that the other parent is going to be out of the picture. And because when you say taking the child from the mother, you're not taking the child from the mom, you know what I'm saying, per se, because she can still be a part of the kid's life. You know what I'm saying? If Absolutely. She chooses to be. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure to make that clear, that yeah. distinction, that, you know what I mean, getting primary care of your child doesn't mean that you're going to exclude the mother out of the child's life.
It's so funny because, like, not too long ago, I was talking to you about, like, how you took the conversation. You was like, I was like, oh, no, trauma, red flag, mailman talking about what happened to him. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, in the same mode. I'm like, trauma, what happened to me? And so... So it's funny. Okay, so y'all know, but for those of you who don't know, our listeners, I had split, or my parents had split custody of me and my two brothers. I mentioned this before, my dad got custody. What I didn't mention is that my mother abandoned me 1 year and took my brothers and moved out of state. And when I say out of state, not like if this is North Dakota, she moved to South Dakota. No, she moved a whole hemisphere away from us, right? This is a couple thousand miles away and didn't tell us where she was going. Long story, my couple years later, my dad, a funeral happens and my dad ends up having to meet her and get her and meets the kids. He talks her into seeing the kids for a weekend and they are not in the best situation at all. I'm talking about hygiene, health, care, just basic necessities that a child would need in order to be happy. And my dad said, you won't get the kids. Take me to court. And he understood that, no, I do not want full custody of the kids. I do not want primary custody, have her have none. I want custody with her to have visitation rights because the kids deserve to have them in their life. And he said, and I remember him telling this to me because it was about my brothers. It wasn't about me. I remember him telling me this about how it was the hardest decision he had to make because he didn't think she would agree with the visitation. That was all or nothing. Like, no, I'm not coming over every weekend. And that was one of his fears. And it's like, no, I have to do what's best for my kids in order providing for them. This is a similar situation. $300 a month, you don't have enough money for rent, and you buy a tattoo, your priorities are not in line with the fact that you have a child. I get it. It happens to some people. We understand that. At the same token, you got to move forward. You got to move on. Right. Do better. Roll up. Yeah. And let me add this. And this was my big point. If you have built the life with a new person, right, as a man, you have a woman, you have a child, you have children with this woman, you have a family now, you have a home, you have a career that you have built, right? Do not let this one woman, the mother of your previous children, do not let your lack of boundaries destroy what you have built. Solidify what you have, add to it, and stabilize what you have to take care of. Because if you don't take care of that, this will fall. And you need to understand that. And I think he needs that conversation, not necessarily in that tone. You know what I mean? He ain't my husband, so I could just sit there and say, hey, stop fucking up. But it has to be a conversation that says, you're building something very beautiful here, and now it's starting to crack because of who she is and what she's asking of you that you don't need to provide.
Next time his baby mama call him and ask for something like, you know, money to pay rent, just say, not today, Satan. I'm not having it today. Right. I'm not having it today.
Yeah, sure. That's it.
If it ain't directly affecting your child, just tell it. Not today, Satan. I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it.
No.
That's right. Simple.
You lose your place, she can come live with me. They can go live with
me. Shit, yeah. It's that simple. Oh, we got to move. All right, vice versa. I got a bedroom ready for her. Or ready for him.
Right.
So, man, listen, one of the things that I love about this podcast is that, and I say this like ad nauseam, that this podcast is about growth. And it is very special to me that someone who is listening to this podcast felt the need to reach out to us to help them with their growth.
A new listener at that. She's a new listener.
Exactly. So with that, I want to say, Nurse Betty, I appreciate you. Thank you. And I speak on behalf of Duke and Mailman, and I know they'll say it too. We wish the best for you, and we hope this situation stabilizes itself and works out for your best interest for you, your husband, your family, and the child.
No doubt.
All right.
Well, that's not what I would say. I would say the next time a baby mama get out of place, punch her in the face. There you go.
Always violent.
I know. Always gotta so be violent, man. Shit. Like
was, like, I'm just saying.
I was supposed to be in the small cap. Violent motherfucker. Sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. So on to our third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Let's get ratchet, motherfucker.
Yo, oh my god. To all of
you. Okay, I like that one. I like that one.
Nah.
I did like that one too, actually.
I like that one. Honestly, like,
We gotta get on video because if y'all can see what this motherfucker
is, I know what his hands is.
This motherfucker was looking like y'all ever like adjust the lines with the part and y'all pull up.
Hell no.
My man was like shit. Oh man. Yo. Let's get into it, man. Thank you for that one. As far as our ratchet news, man, let's talk about it. All right. So I was on TikTok and one of the TikTokers I follow, he just posted some shit and it was a screenshot of a news article in the background. And he says, I swear to y'all, anything from Florida is just some crazy shit. I don't know what's going on with y'all down there, man. You put Florida in the news and just some crazy shit happens. You just bet it's Florida. So let's talk about our news sub or our news article today. Couple caught having sex in a cop car after arrest. Records the video for their OnlyFans, the cop says.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Hey, let's talk about it. A Florida couple was charged for having oral sex in the back of a police car last week. Florida Highway Patrol trooper says,
"Hold up, is that video?
No, this. That's, okay, no, like, no, the there's fuck? Not video.
It says, I mean,
if you want to subscribe to
video,
I mean, if you want to subscribe to their OnlyFans, you can
on the screen. On the screen,
I think that's an ad." I think I think that's an ad. But if you want to,
damn, they got video. That's fucking. That's oh my. That's amazing.
Yep, wow. I think it's an ad. But Florida Highway Patrol stopped Jordan for allegedly driving his black BMW on a suspended license. They offered to give him and his passenger Summer Joy Watkins, 24, a ride to the gas station since the car was being towed. Jordan, also 24, and Summer, 24. After they were put in the back of the squad car, cops said he said, "Baby, we should record an OnlyFans video back here," according to the warrant obtained by Smoking Gun. Warrant then allegedly asked the cop, "What if I sucked his dick back here?"
Oh, wow.
I told her that she would not do that.
Oh, my God.
Cooper Perez Morales wrote in an arrest report, but she later again asked again, according to the New York Post. After again saying no, the officer left them alone in the back of the car for a few minutes, and they went through with it. Nora recorded the act on her phone, yelling, "Can y'all hear me? She's sucking dick in the back of a state trooper right now." Cooper said Nora then made a video call. Watkins bragged, "I just sucked his dick in the back of a police cop car."
Wow. Wow.
The officer dropped off Watkins before seeing the footage that was recorded on his in-vehicle camera. He went straight back and arrested her. She was released on $1,000 bond. On December 16th, Nora was arrested on 7 charges, including indecent exposure. He is free on bond until his December 13th arraignment. Let's talk about it. First of all,
go back up to the picture of her. As far as Mars shot goes, she don't look bad. You know what I'm saying? She looks like
No. Let's be very, very clear. As far as mug shots go, she looked like she just got done sucking dick. Let's just put it out there. Okay? Stop acting like that's a good mug shot. No, no.
Hey, if mug shots are ever good, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, no. Of all people, I know, ain't no mug shot good. They don't take good. And that motherfucker looked like he just got satisfied. He like, "I'm good."
He got that smirk on his lips too.
That motherfucker good.
Shit.
So,
oh my fucking God.
So,
oh,
let's just establish this, man. You know who I blame in all this shit? The state trooper.
Yeah, why you gonna get out and leave them to their own device?
He asked you twice, "Can I suck my man's dick in the back of this car?"
Wow.
I'll be damned. Oh, Florida.
They never cease to impress, right?
Oh, no. They impressed me. Mailman,
I warned you motherfuckers about Florida.
Yeah.
Y'all thought I was fucking crazy. I told you motherfuckers. I knew the motherfucker was crazy. It's too much heat and it's too much sun. It's too much motherfucking humidity to drive a motherfucker crazy. And that's exactly what the motherfuckers is. They fucking
frying their brains.
Exactly. Something was going on in that motherfucker. Hey. Too much cocaine.
Hey, what they putting in the water around that motherfucker?
Yep. It's right in the water. It's in the goddamn water. Okay, so, it's a hell of a drug.
No kidding.
Tell you what. Okay,
it is a hell of a drug, boy. So, man, listen, we decided to take mailman's advice, right? And did you know there is a Florida man birthday challenge? If you go to the website floridamanbirthdaychallenge.com, you type in your birthday, and it will tell you the crazy shit that happened in Florida on your birthday. So we decided to try this shit out, right? Let's start with mailman, okay? We're not going to tell you my man's birthday, but we're going to say what happened. A United Educators president, Elizabeth Albert, made it clear that when long-term teacher Brian Wheeler mowed the bear yard of his Port Orange home in 2017, he made a very bad decision. The neighbor, who Wheeler believed has problems with him anyway, recorded Wheeler and filed a complaint with the police. Wheeler was charged with exposing genitals and hologramism.
What is that?
I don't know. I do not know.
Negro, that's hooligism.
Oh wow.
Hooligism. I'm trying to read this fast. Okay, I'm trying to read this fast.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's see.
Are you sure you ain't from Florida? What did he do? We might have to go back.
Nah, nah, nah. Lord, West Philadelphia, just... born and raised.
No, no, you hey, ain't. Hey. No, you ain't. You from Sarasota, Florida. And that's the only fucking place. That's the first place that popped up into my head. Sarasota. So that's where you from.
Anus, do you have your helmet?
I just want to know. Fuck you. Fuck you. With you. I had a pause on that. I had to give you a pause. I was so mad. I had to give you a pause and then say it.
Oh my God.
Come on, listen to this. You just
these snow spears taste like snow spears.
To our listeners, we love each other. We really
do. No doubt. I'm just fucking with it.
Oh my Lord. God damn it.
Yeah, he was just in charge of hooliganism.
Yeah, he exposed himself.
I think he was beating his meat. I'm pretty sure because of the package.
Because of the package of meat. Yep.
Yeah. And they're not wording. They're not saying what he did. The website didn't say what he did, so we just going to sue on mailman's birthday. Motherfucker was beating his meat.
Somebody was beating his meat.
He was a teacher.
It's a celebration, bitches.
On his dog. My God. My God.
He was having a party with himself.
Let's continue. We on to Duke.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a Florida man was arrested for pushing a woman when she refused to let him eat egg buns, police said.
Ooh. Egg buns?
What the fuck is an egg bun?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A woman told investigators that Kate Johnson, 44, was drunk and wanted to go eat the egg buns, reports. After she told Johnson she did not want him inside, he kept ringing the door. But, oh, egg buns. He wanted to eat the punani.
Egg buns.
He wanted to eat the punani.
Egg buns. Are you talking about eating groceries?
Oh, that's yeah. No. Nah, he trying to eat the front butt. He trying to eat the front butt. He trying to eat the gitchy-gitchy-ya-ya.
Just let me lick it.
Oh, my God. How you gonna get that mad? And so when you got a abortion, can they...
Oh, my God.
How hungry are you, my man?
Hey, man, saying. No. What's this woman's name? So I know to stay away from her at all because you got a motherfucker going to jail because they can't get to it? Yo, oh, no problem.
Mailman's any woman shit. Look,
any woman shit that damn good, man. Fuck that. You don't, nope. You got a motherfucker ready to go to jail.
All right, let's go to your boy news, man. Daily news. Here we go. It began on December.
Just say me, motherfucker.
Sorry, why you call me meat?
Me. Oh, just say God. Me.
Oh, me.
Why you referring to yourself in the third and fourth person?
Because I'm that much the shit. We talked about my
fucking God. Okay? Oh, my fucking God.
About this.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. All right, man. Let's go. Let's get it. It began on December 27th when a woman called the police to inform Watts about her methamphetamine use. When the deputies arrived, another neighbor called them and said there was a man with a flashlight in his yard. Investigators saw the light and approached the suspect. Coming closer, they saw strange sounds coming from a shallow stream. Arrest report states that Watts laughed and made bird sounds as he paced up and down. The patrol officer said that in addition to the mud smeared on his body, or Watts was completely naked.
Oh my God.
Before they could take him into custody, he escaped and hid under a stairs in a nearby mobile home. When he came out of the underground, the deputies tried to detain him, but it ended in a fight. Authorities said, "Watch punch the deputy." The deputy saw enough and used the stun gun. It did not work. The injured deputy pulled out his stun gun, aimed at Watts, and fired. Nothing yet. When the suspect fled, authorities decided to wait for reinforcements. They were joined by 6 more deputies, a canine, Casper. The crew managed to catch up with the suspect in the woods, where he reportedly got on all fours and growled like a dog accordingly.
What?
They sent their dogs to pacify him. Oh my god, yo.
He said he was making bird noises and shit.
Yo, this shit gets worse. Watts attacked the dog and bit him in the ear.
Oh my god.
That motherfucker sounded like he was on PCP.
He took Casper the dog down with a choke hold. Even so, he could not hold it forever after his release. The police officer said Casper bit Watt on the head, finally giving the police a chance to take control. My birthday, my man had to get high on meth and bite a dog. Like,
I'm invincible.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's so fucking crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that, a boat?
That's a boat of the night before, right? This has been a consecutive going incident where he was ass naked on a boat.
I'll be down.
He swam through the boat and jumped on someone else's boat. The caucasity of this, man.
What was his name again?
His name was Watts. That's all they give me is Watts.
Watts?
Yeah. First of all, that's the nastiest flashlight ever. That man is butt-ass naked, covered in mud, pissing in the stream, and holding a flashlight. First of all, let me make this very clear, okay? There's motherfuckers who can't use one hand and aim right, let alone hold a flashlight and pee at the same time. Secondly, you ass naked on meth? Nasty motherfucker.
Don't do drugs.
FloridaManBirthdayChallenge.com. I suggest all of our listeners go to it, type in your birthday, and see what crazy shit is happening.
Or if you want us to do something like that on the air for you, just, you know,
comment your birthday.
Yeah,
on the
comment
page.
Your birthday, and we'll do that.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
For a little bit.
To all our listeners, yeah. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Real Dream Podcast. Like and subscribe and comment your birthday. And we'll do a Florida story based off of your birthday. To the couple, Jordan and Summer, that is now facing charges on this, I hope that this video gives you enough subscribers. That way y'all can pay for y'all court fees. I really do. I hope it was worth it. I really do. It
probably did, because, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole new meaning to fuck the police, right?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to the state trooper that caught them, wash your damn seats. That's all I ask. Wash your damn seats. Sanitize them. Burn the fucking car, okay? Just get rid of it.
Fuck. Where was that at, too?
That was Florida.
I
know, right? I didn't even need to ask that shit. That was my bad.
Nurse Betty, man, again, we want to thank you for your comment and your post. We appreciate you opening up to us and asking us for advice and how to deal with the situation. We hope that what we talked about gave you some insight and helped your situation.
I'm gonna leave you guys with this. Boundaries do not equate to punishment. Boundaries allow for lines of communication to not get blurred.
So the next time that bitch got a line, just pop in the socket. Pop them right in the eye socket.
Yeah. It's a violent motherfucker.
Right in the damn eye socket.
To my brothers, Mailman and Duke, listen, I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, keep dreaming. Take care.